KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:02, it's cloudy and 54 degrees. We'll look for a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms again this afternoon and this evening, a high today of 62. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. In an update to our top story last hour, Des Moines police now say they have identified a suspect in the early morning killing of two area police officers and are warning the public the man is likely armed and should be considered dangerous. Police said in a statement that they're hunting for 46-year-old Scott Michael Green of Urbandale. Green is a white male, 5 feet 11 inches tall, 180 pounds, with brown hair and green eyes. You can see a picture of him under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. He was last known to be driving a blue 2011 Ford F-150 pickup truck with Iowa license plates 780YFR. The truck is equipped with a ladder rack. If you spot that vehicle or the suspect, do not approach him and call police. Investigators identified Green as a suspect as they scrambled to respond to the killing of officers in Urbandale and Des Moines in separate shootings. The two officers were killed in ambush-style attacks while they were sitting in their patrol cars. The Atlantic Police Department said yesterday a pedestrian in an electric wheelchair suffered minor scrapes and injuries after being struck by a vehicle. The accident happened at around 12:15 p.m. Friday in the 1200 block of Roosevelt Drive. Officials say Lisa Riggs of Elkhorn pulled into a private driveway to drop off a passenger. Afterwards, she began to back up when her vehicle hit the unidentified pedestrian in the wheelchair that was behind Riggs' vehicle. The wheelchair occupant was transported by medevac ambulance to the Cass County Hospital. Damage to the wheelchair amounted to about $200. And an accident Monday evening at 7th and Chestnut Streets in Atlantic caused $2,000 damage, but there were no injuries reported. Atlantic police said a vehicle driven by Jane Becker of Atlantic was traveling east on 7th and had stopped at the stoplight at the intersection with Chestnut. Miles Hetrick of Atlantic was also traveling east on 7th but failed to stop in time, and his vehicle struck the rear of Becker's vehicle. That accident happened just after 5 p.m. Monday. Hetrick was given a warning for failure to stop in an assured safe distance. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vanderwater Tuesday morning issued a report on arrests that had taken place over the past week. Saturday afternoon, 50-year-old Dwayne Allen Funk of Bridgewater was arrested on an Adair County warrant for possession of drug paraphernalia. Funk was later released on $300 bond. Last Friday morning, an Iowa State Patrol trooper arrested 30-year-old Ryan Joseph Hirschman of Des Moines following a traffic stop for speeding along Interstate 80 in Adair County. Hirschman was taken into custody for driving while license denied, revoked, or two counts of driving while suspended. He was later released on $2,000 cash bond. Last Thursday morning, 34-year-old Gilberto Alejandro Rivera Rodriguez of Marshalltown was arrested by a patrol trooper on I-80, also in Adair County, after Rivera was stopped for speeding. He was taken into custody as well for driving while license denied or revoked and for driving while suspended. Rivera Rodriguez was later released on a $2,000 bond. And on October 26th, 34-year-old Justin Patrick Beeman of Stewart was arrested by Stewart police on an Adair County warrant for possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense. Beeman was later released on $5,000 bond. Creston police said today an employee of the Southern Iowa Trolley in Creston reported Tuesday morning that sometime during the 8 a.m. hour on Tuesday, someone took a green iPod, two rosary beads, and two prayer books from one of their buses while it was parked in the parking lot of the Southern Iowa Trolley. The loss was estimated at $210. Creston police report also the arrest Tuesday evening of 52-year-old Jeffrey Byrd. The Creston man was taken into custody at around 6:50 p.m. on a charge of public intoxication and was being held at the Union County Jail on $300 bond. Early this morning, 40-year-old Jeremiah Lee Parger of Creston was arrested in the 600 block of New York Avenue for driving while suspended. Parger was later released on $300 bond. Police in Creston Monday afternoon arrested a woman from Pennsylvania on a drug charge. 34-year-old Carolyn Triplett of Mount Joy, Pennsylvania, was arrested at 804 West Taylor Street in Creston and charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, along with possession of drug paraphernalia. She was later released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. Monday evening, 21-year-old Cody Reichardt of Creston was arrested by the Creston police on a warrant for domestic abuse assault first offense. Reichardt was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. At the time of his arrest, Reichardt was charged with interference with official acts. His bond on that offense was set at $300. Monday night, Creston police arrested 18-year-old Stephen Stowe of Creston on a Taylor County warrant for theft in the third degree, and he was transferred to the custody of Taylor County deputies. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports five recent arrests, with three of them taking place on Monday, including 31-year-old Frank Moises Torres of Council Bluffs, who was arrested at the Pott County Jail on a warrant for probation. Torres's bond was set at $10,000. 27-year-old John Morgan Johnson of Omaha was arrested Monday for being a fugitive from justice. He was being held at Mills County Jail without bond. And 18-year-old Tanner Lee Anthony Bailey of Carter Lake was arrested Monday for possession of a controlled substance. His bond was set at $2,000. Last Saturday, 25-year-old Kobe Ryan Malone of Glenwood was arrested for OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. And last Thursday, deputies in Mills County arrested 21-year-old Mackenzie Lee Singrate of Minto, North Dakota, for possession of a controlled substance. Bond was set at $1,000. Sheriff's officials said also there was a non-injury accident Sunday night in Mills County. A 2002 VW Beetle driven by 33-year-old Zachary Anderson of Glenwood was traveling south on 221st Street near Good Avenue at around 8:30 p.m. when the car went out of control and entered the west ditch before rolling onto its driver's side. Anderson fled the scene before authorities arrived, but was later located, and he was subsequently cited for leaving the scene of an accident and failure to maintain control. Authorities in Union County say a horse died early Tuesday morning following an accident on Highway 34. 66-year-old Charles Woodhall of Des Moines was traveling on the highway at around 4:30 a.m. Tuesday when he struck a horse owned by Kelly McPhee of Creston as the animal was standing in the middle of the road. The horse was valued at $10,000. The 2017 Volvo truck Woodhall was driving sustained $10,000 damage in the collision. The sheriff's office said also James Norris of rural Kent reported Monday that sometime during the day on Sunday, someone entered his vehicle while it was parked outside his residence and took a .45 caliber pistol valued at $425. That incident remains under investigation. Our news was brought to you this hour by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.